You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. You're on the Influencers Channel here at voiceamerica.com, and it is the sixth show. And I forgot to tell you at the top of the show, because every week I bring in a new word. I love, you know, getting those newsletters. I love getting the newsletters like the dictionary.com and wordaday.com. I just love learning. You know, it's a really important thing to me. So this actually has, I know this word from Italian because it has the same root word, but it's divagate, which means to wander and to stray or to digress in speech. So divagare in Italian means to wander and to stray. So I just love that. So there you go. There's your word of the week, everybody. We'll be back with another one next week, whether you care or not. I'm bringing it. All right, so we've got another show, another lovely lady here, because today, as I said, we're talking about women empowering women. And Jodi Harris is a lady, by the way, here's her book. It's called The Journey to Never Giving Up, Jodi Harris. And it's an anthology, isn't it, really, of all kinds of different women and their stories. And it's kind of like a little guidebook, because look at what she does every month. See that on the calendar?
Yep.
She's got a different saying and a different thought for every day of the year, which I thought, and lots of other really good juicy positive stuff in there. Yeah, and so she sent it to me and she signed it, and that was really nice. And Jodi is also, she's got a solution-based company, and she's going to tell us what that means, but she also created the Yuck Be Gone, which is that spray that you spray on the toilet seats. And she's having great success with that. And then she's invented the award-winning Zipped Me, and I'm going to stop talking so she can start talking. Hey, Jodi, welcome to the show.
Hello, Clarissa.
Hi. You are so welcome. And it was, so can I tell everybody what we texted today? Do you mind if I do that? Because it's so cute.
Oh, please do.
So here's the deal. So I guess I wasn't really good in the way, and I was explaining that, you know, we go on Facebook Live with the show, but that you have to be in the studio, you know, to be Facebook Live, because I only have, you know, I don't have a camera in Oklahoma where she lives. I have one here. And so she says, I'm all ready, and I've got my hair and makeup done for Facebook Live. And I went, oh, no, you're only going to be on the, you know, on the phone. You won't be in the studio. But as soon as you, next time I see you, we're going to do a Facebook Live. How's that?
Oh, that will be perfect.
We will do it.
So excited.
We will do it. And I love talking to you because you are one of those ladies that that does a whole bunch of things like I do. You've got that. I'd love to know what your color code is. And in fact, if Sandra would be, maybe she would want to share that with you and Paulette and see how what you ladies turn up being. I know that you are crap load of red, just like me. You gotta be.
Yes,
and
she is.
Yeah, she definitely is. She definitely is. She's a boss and she's a leader. And you know, one of those ladies just says, you know, what did you do? A Facebook Live last week or something, going, okay, that's it. I'm working out. And you were out there on the street with your Facebook Live, just trucking down the street going, this is it. I gotta lose weight. And it's just kind of fun to watch her do what she does. And you're a plethora of information too. So why don't you tell us what was behind the Journey to Never Give Up, and talk to us a little bit about your businesses and what you're doing and how do they come to mind?
Oh, well, thank you so much. The reason behind the book, The Journey to Never Giving Up, is basically my story. And Clarissa, I know I've shared it with you,
yes,
but for all your listeners, I was a teenage mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a domestic abuse marriage for mm-hmm. 7 years.
Right.
And that marriage is where I had all three of my amazing kids.
Mm-hmm.
One day, when I was fearing for my life, I decided no more.
Right.
And within 3 months, I was able to get my kids and I out of the situation. And you know what? I never looked back. And I never let anybody define me, who I was, based on my past. I mean, I just really never listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned early on, when you hear negativity, when people are trying to put you in a box, just say, no, I'm not going to go there. You know,
right.
I just brushed it off. So this book, The Journey to Never Giving Up, is actually sharing stories.
Mm-hmm.
You had actually mentioned Kelly Clanton's portion of the book about the daily affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly has a great story. She was adopted and it turned out beautiful, but she shares that within the book.
Right.
Do the Thankless Bee shares about her mom and dad who had Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. plus my mother had Alzheimer's, and it happened all during the time when I met Judith. And then Donnie Beckham has an amazing book mm-hmm. called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry Through Menopause. And
Well, now there's a formula. Like there's a formula for you. I'll bet it worked, too.
About Tantra in there.
Yeah.
All goes back to Tantra. It's all yoga.
Yeah. Why don't you come over here? I don't want you to lose your microphone, but I want you to come a little closer. I'm talking to Paulette. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, and so the meaning behind the journey is each and every one of us are on a journey.
Right.
And we've all taken curves. We went up the mountain, back down the mountain.
Sure.
But guess what? That doesn't define us.
Right. It doesn't define us. Right. Go ahead, hon.
Yes, we are who we are setting our goals and our dreams and our reality into place. And just like you said, you know, last week I decided, okay, enough's enough. Mm-hmm. I can't get into my jeans.
Right.
My favorite jeans.
Right.
So
Now, how many times have you been out walking since then? How many times have you been out walking since then?
At least twice a day.
There you go.
And
wow.
I am documenting it on Facebook.
And
so
results? Give us the results up until today.
5 pounds.
Wow. In what, a week?
A week. And I feel like a rock star. I have so much energy. I curbed my carbs so much.
Curb the carbs. There you go.
Yes. I am waking up at 5 o'clock and going to bed. I'm ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock. And let me tell you what, I feel amazing.
Amazing.
5 to 10 o'clock, let's go.
Yeah. And you are involved in so many different things. And whereas we really don't talk that much about MLMs on this, that's a whole nother show. But you're involved with Monet, which is, you know, the new shampoo and hair care company that's really taken, I think, the world by storm right now. And there was another one. What was the other one that you talked to me about?
Well, it's an affiliate company.
Right.
It's called Proximity Location Beacons. So anybody who either has a product or a service, if you're a realtor, a car dealership, if you're going to promote a class or an opportunity or an event,
mm-hmm.
you know, Clarissa and I met at an event, and if we wanted to promote an event or a movie,
mm-hmm.
what you can do is you can actually shoot out unlimited notifications for less than $1 a day.
That's amazing.
I don't know about you all, but I need that type of visibility, and I can actually afford $1 a day.
Yes, everybody can afford $1 a day. I do believe that. That's something. And what's the name of the company again? Remind me. You just said it, but
it's Royalty Gems.
Yes, Royalty Gems. That's right. So I want everybody to know about that as well, because that's another really great way to put, you know, to be promoting your anybody's company, quite mm-hmm. frankly. Tell me how you came up with the Yuck Be Gone toilet spray.
Well, as you said earlier in my introduction, I'm a problem solver. And I was at an event, mm-hmm. and we had porta potties there. And I was grossed out. I was like, I cannot go there. I had to get my car, go down the road to another facility to use the restroom. And I said, that's enough.
Red.
She's a red. I told her she's a red. She's a total red. I told you guys.
Oh, I really hope red is all good.
It's a great thing.
Good.
I'm all red, so it can't be bad.
No.
Oh, great.
There you
go.
Did I just say that? No. All right, go ahead, honey.
You did. And I don't have the chemist background, but I knew that I wanted a product that was non-toxic,
mm-hmm.
that sanitized. So I started thinking, what do those products look like? And in less than 3 weeks, I had my formula. I had went through WorkSmart to get it verified,
right.
also two independent laboratories.
Right.
Now I'm on
Red.
Amazon.com, Walmart.com. I'm selling in about 84 small boutiques across the United States.
That's amazing.
And you know what? It's just the beginning.
It is just the beginning. Oh, I know it is. And
yeah.
There's something else here called Zipped Me. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yes, I was.
She's like, yeah, just bring it on. Keep asking me questions. I'll tell you anything you want to know. I love you, Jody. You're amazing.
Oh, I love you, Clarissa. I don't know about y'all, but I just think Clarissa's amazing. But thank you so much. I was in a hotel room in Washington, D.C., and I couldn't zip up my dress. My arms are a little short. I couldn't zip up the back of my dress. So I was walking out, and I'm okay. I'm a secure woman. That I walk out in the hallway, and a strange man would zip up my dress. When I came home and told my kids, they were not happy with me, and they said, Mother, you cannot do that anymore, and you need to create something to fix that problem because you travel so much. I was like, okay. So I actually developed it, set it on a shelf. 5 years later, a friend of mine called, asked me to go to Dallas to a show, turned it down 3 times. Finally, she said, no, you're coming, and the rest is history.
You see? That's the deal. That's how that goes. So what's next, dare I ask, for you?
You know, I am building my empire, and I am so excited because I love giving back and helping women.
Right.
And if it's helping them start a business, if it's helping them find their passion, if it's helping them overcome fear, and of course, I want to tell you, one of my best techniques that I use with women to overcome fear is my cold shower technique.
Yikes.
I tell them every morning for 7 days, and they have to be accountable to me. And because I told them, I said, don't think I will not Facebook you while you're in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be in your towel. I don't care, but I will Facebook you. And they take a shower, cold shower for a week, and then we talk. And they always tell me, Jody, that was a lot easier than what I thought.
Right.
And I tell them, I said, so is this journey that you're about to go on. But how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so,
yeah. Also because, it's very invigorating and refreshing, and you feel so much better after a cold shower, don't you? So, it's painful going through it, but on the other end, it's pretty darn extraordinary, I'd say. Don't you guys? When was the last time you took it?
Yeah.
Well, she does tantric, so she doesn't do many cold showers. Forget about Paulette. Take her out of the equation, right? Take her out.
No, we need to do more.
We need to do more. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to ask you because, you talk about something that's very near and dear to my bike. By the way, if you girls have any questions, jump in. I mean, this is not just... I wanted to know, and we are, we've got 1 minute, and so maybe I should just... Let me do this. Let me give the call-in number. It's 866-472-5795 for anybody that does want to call in. And don't forget that you can find me on all social platforms. It's just Clarissa Burt. So you can do that. Again, I do thank Voice America for being so extraordinary. But we are going to take a break and come back and ask Jody Harris another couple. We're all going to ask a question. We're all going to get a question in our head for Jody Harris. So it's, you are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and we will be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
We are here back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We're talking to Jody Harris, and we've got Mitzi Kipnis here along with Paulette Boldman. And we've got a couple of questions for her. And we're just going to sort of open it up as an open forum right now to have a couple of, just a couple of thoughts and give you guys a little bit more information and education. That's kind of why we're here. But when Jody was talking before about the fact that she was in an abusive relationship where, that you know, garnered and reaped three beautiful children. I kind of wanted to know what was the last straw, that what was not necessarily what happened. You don't have to go there, but where, what was inside of you that triggered, that said, okay, this is it. I'm you know, I'm moving out. I'm leaving. I'm not looking back, and I'm starting a new life.
You know, that came on one particular day, and I will not go into detail.
Right.
After the episode, I looked at my children who were scared and mortified, and I said, you will not have to live in this situation. You all deserve so much more. Mm-hmm. They did not know what that meant. They were 4 and 6 at the time. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I made a promise to my kids and the unborn child that I was carrying that this would never happen again. Mm-hmm. I was on bed rest for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. and I made a commitment to my children. I saved and scrimped every dime that I could, and in 3 months, I had enough for first and last month's rent. Mm-hmm. I had $40 a week for food, but you know what? I made it work.
Right.
And I got out, and I never looked back. And after I left, and he still tried to get to me, I told him, you will never hurt me again. You will never hurt my children, which he didn't, but you will never come near them as well. And so it was strength that I know was a supernatural strength. Mm-hmm. And I want your listeners to know, you're going to have weak days. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not here trying to tell you every single day I was strong.
Right.
But the days that I was weak, all I had to do was look at my kids, and I knew why I got out.
Yeah. And there are so many women that find it easier to stay. And I really do believe that, you know, it's up to us to just to continue the giving the message and sharing the message that, you know, it's really scary and you don't know how you're going to make it and you don't know what's going to come next. And $40 a week for food certainly is not a lot of money, but that it can be done and that you don't have to live at the hands of, of an abuser one more day. You do not have
That's
to do
right.
that. Yeah, absolutely. So you stay right there, girlfriend, because I think we have another more questions. Who's got another? And somebody have a question for Jody? You had another question for Paulette? Yes. Okay, let's ask Paulette a question. And by the way, Jody, you go right ahead, too. If you have any questions, let's jump in here. And then I got to get David back on because he's going to tell us who wins the 30-minute consultation with him this week.
Awesome.
Hey.
So, Paulette,
yes,
I wanted, when you were talking about yoga and what it was really about, it was very interesting to me because 11 years ago I was diagnosed with a disease that they only gave me a few months left to live. Mm-hmm. And as I was on 27 medications at that time, mm-hmm. I looked at the doctor and said, well, what's the prescription? There's a pill for everything else that I have.
Right.
And he just looked at me and said, I'm sorry, there's no cure. And I just looked at him blankly, and so he's like, you want a prescription? And I'm like, yeah, just give me something. Mm. Just make me feel better. And he wrote down yoga on the prescription pad and handed it to me. And I looked at it, and I laughed. I'm like, right, what's yoga going to do for me? Mm-hmm. And I did not realize that I just thought yoga was just a workout. Or, you know, poses, like you said. And the spiritual side, the mind-body side of that was what I needed to survive and to get past what was going on with me. And, you know, understanding your body like that and being so close. And
what a testament.
The yoga community and being around all those positive people really was, I believe, what had really saved me because it changed my mindset and it made me very angry. And so I found alternative ways to conquer what was going on with my body.
You need to move in a little bit because you're out of camera.
Let me go here.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for sharing that. And what I want to say is that it works on such an energetic level, you know, and that yoga isn't a panacea that your life is just going to be so much better like we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Challenges come up. And but on that energetic level, through the breath inside of us, you know, when we have that saying, we're tied up in knots, well, we're actually tied up in knots energetically.
Right, right, right.
And so the breath and the poses untie that. They're called grunties.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So we untie those grunties, and we're looking for, we do the poses, this outer external alignment, to get us lined up inside, to have this inner alignment. So, you know, disease sometimes, and illness, I actually was off my mat for almost a year recently, and I had to really take a deep dive.
You were still on the cushion.
I was still on the cushion.
But not on the mat.
But not on the mat, thank you. Yes, totally. Because to me, that's the practice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I had to take another deep dive look into where was I out of alignment in parts of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the true gift of yoga, is that mindfulness. Is, you know, I'm a meditation teacher and a yoga teacher, and I'm getting sick. So I had to move through the shame.
Yeah.
I had to move through the guilt.
Right.
I had to move through that and go, okay, so where's the gift in this?
Jody, are you, do you do yoga?
I try. I have a attention span of about 5 minutes. And so when I go to yoga, they understand that after 5 minutes I have to get up and walk around and, you know, check my phone, do a few other things. So they're very nice to me there. But I would love to do more. So I'm just fascinated listening to
you. Isn't it awesome? Yeah. Well, you all know how to get a hold of each other. So that's very exciting. Because I love when I connect new girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I love when I connect two women and they become good friends. That, to me, is one of the most powerful things on the planet. So you guys are now, I'm ordering you now to be good friends.